keep showing up. It's something that I always tell myself, no matter what, just keep trying, keep showing up, keep doing whatever you feel is right and whatever your heart truly admires. Now, this is very vague in terms of certain approaches, depending on what your outlook is in life, but literally not just a passion project, but something that really can adhere to monetizing and actually making money. I feel that that's something that should drive you, that where you can do so much. One that actually, you know, keeps you active, physically in shape, or something that can, it's like what they say with the three hobbies, you know, find one that keeps you physically active, one that keeps you in shape, and then find something that makes you money, and find something that you really enjoy. It goes something like that. It's a three hobby quote. But all in all, just showing up, it has really taught me a lot. In recent times, I've been creating different channels on my YouTube. Like, I have multiple branched out channels now. And due to algorithm purposes, to test out what I like, to test out what works. And we have been seeing some growth. We've been seeing some actual and factual things that are happening to our channel. We have also been going live extremely early, right after my workout. Now, me, I'm a psycho. I wake up at 4 a.m. I work out by 5. Then I get home and then I live stream from like maybe 6 a.m. to about almost 8 a.m. Or if not, I do like a 7 a.m. to a 9 a.m. And that is because it just fits my schedule. It's before 9 a.m. Even right now, currently recording this podcast, it's still extremely early. I just finished my live stream and it's been so fun. I've been live streaming a couple of days. I've reached a peak of, I think, over like 100, 115 viewers concurrently, at least for a little while. And then I also had been getting viewership on my YouTube channels. Now, by no means is that to brag, but I'm just like, man, it's crazy if you just keep trying. Like, I don't give credit to myself. I give credit to God and just the universe for just helping us out, like, figure out a route. This by no means means it's over, right? I don't get this and I sit back and I kick my feet up. Like, no, I actually sit back, I reanalyze, and I'm trying to get right back to it and share with you all and share with myself, and knowing that something is always out there. But it's always the hard to it's always so hard to believe in the moment. Like, I can't really fathom how the hell to believe in the moment, because I was going through some downtimes, and although I don't see direct monetization from what I'm doing, it's the heart and the fulfillment and feeling like this is where I'm supposed to be. Now, that is something that I really admire most. And live streaming is so cool. It really is. I always wanted a platform for myself, and it has been fun. And I'm a nerd, a huge nerd. I'm a huge techie for sure, and I'm a huge gamer. So to be able to try to do things all around that, then on top of fitness, you know, people see me, they think I'm an automatic fitness grunt, you know, because they see me completely in shape and I'm very lean, I'm very disciplined. But I'm at least fitness is one of the, as far as like trying to monetize and chase that for a dream, it is not one of my top priorities. I love tech. I love gaming. I love self-development. I love fitness. You know, those are all things that I all love. And to be able to talk about all these things has been incredible. So to really just generalize what I'm saying is for you to figure out something. Like, right now we're in this wave where something is working. And once something works, go like double down, triple down. I promise myself I'm going to try to triple down on a lot of this stuff to just see where we can take it. You know, I have a sick mother. I've been traveling a lot. I've seen the world. And that also came to a halt when my mother got sick and also a pandemic. And when I thought my life was wrecked, something else came upon us. You know, I started gaming for fun. Then I noticed like it could be, you know, you could spread some awareness about gaming, not just your typical like, let me play games and watch me, but as far as sending a message or creating content around it. And I was doing that before. It was a little bit more of the trend. Now it's far more common, but the way I was doing it a few years ago, it wasn't as common. So it has been one heck of a ride. And if you feel like a lot of things are over, like in my sense, I felt like a lot of it was over. Just know that you could really come back from that. And even though it won't be a complete comeback, like where it's like, all right, I snapped my fingers, my life's changed again. Yay, I'm happy. It's actually the wrong approach to have. If anything, living day by day has really helped me out. I used to be so stressed out about what's coming tomorrow. I used to be so stressed out about what's going on with here and this. And for the first time in my life, I finally feel free. Like I still put myself, well, now freedom to me is time, right? I want my time. And I've been putting myself on a strict schedule still. It doesn't mean I get to play around all day. I'm up at 4 a.m. every day. I'm in bed by like 9 p.m. I cut off an hour for any blue light. I try to have better, you know, nighttime evening habits, whether it's gratitude, try to live stress-free. And I try not to focus on just money. We took a huge leap in recent times. When we left our job, we left our career, not just a job. I went this whole route. I went and got my master's degree plus. And although I still don't know what's going on right now, I just do know the active path that I'm doing. And that's pretty fun. It's different. It's live streaming and creating content and trying to make a full-time career off what I do. And that has been the fun, where if I were, you know, you're not guaranteed tomorrow. And of course, I always have an approach like that. And for me, it's if I were to be on my deathbed right now, would I look at myself and be like, damn, like I'm proud of you. Like, I'm proud of everything you've done. And if you would have told me that last month, I would have been like, hell no, I'm not proud of myself. But if you were to tell me that today, I'd be like, absolutely. Absolutely. I left my job on April 12th on my birthday, on my 32nd birthday. I got written up for some bullshit. I talked about this whole story before. I decided to just quit. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to deal with this. Because Jim Carrey always has this quote, and I know it's easy to say this now that I've seen some momentum, but he says that you could fail at doing what you don't want to do or what you don't love, so you might as well just try to do what you love. And for the first time in my life, I'm actually right centered to where I want to be and to what I want to be doing. Now, it's not to the best extent yet, but it's there. And I'm grateful for whatever we do have, because I like to quote my favorite rapper, Nipsey. He said, you know, even if it's temporary, at least we had this shit, you know. And right now it's a temporary thing, and I don't know when it's going to be gone. When I was traveling the world and performing as a hip hop dancer, professional, I still am a professional dancer, but I just don't travel as much anymore. When that came to a stop, I never really recognized in the moments where I was like, man, dude, like my life was so fast. I was traveling since like 17 years old all the way to my early 30s. And when you have a career like that, it goes by so fast. Right, whatever you want to deem as success, from money to women to clothes to traveling to, you know what I mean, first class flights and private jets and tours, whatever you want to talk about, we've seen all of that and we've been around all that, and I'm affiliated with all that stuff. And on top of all, it was just my fulfillment that I wanted. And when that came to a close, I lost myself for a long time and we started finding an identity. And then this recent past year was weird, another transitional year. So to be able to be where I'm at currently and really find something, I want to encourage you that just keep searching and have an intentional search for what you want to be doing. And still to this day, like, we're still trying and failing, and there's a lot of trials and errors in what we're doing, but it also is fun when you try to do that. Like, the process is fun. I never really noticed that. That the process is unique. The process is fun. Now, the process is not fun when you're broke, but the process is fun when you think about it in totality. It figuring out, throwing things against the wall, seeing what's going to stick, seeing what you like, and then make 10 different integrations of what you do like, you know. And I just simply came on here to say that if you feel like giving up, if you don't feel like doing anything, just know that something's there. Something's there, and take it day by day. You don't, like, I see my sick mother every day, and I don't want to regret when I get to that point in my life, or if I even am blessed to make it that far. You're not blessed to make it that far, man. Like, as far as like, or guaranteed, I wouldn't say you're not blessed. You're not guaranteed to make it that far as a blessing to live old age. You know, everybody just thinks like we're automatically gonna live old age. Like, you know, there's different stories for everybody, and nothing's guaranteed, especially in a world like today where everything's mobile, online, you know, online serviceable, like, you know, like check accounts, like everything is just like straight up crypto. Like, everything's just so weird. It could be withered into the air. And so just to really know that, slowly trying to take day by day, at least for a little while, where you just try not to, you just clock out the world. the world, the society has changed so much that we shouldn't have to live just a traditional route for another 40 years. And if we have that long to live, then I just want to live it up. I just want to live it up and do what I want. And I'm going to figure out something. And if you're on this journey with me, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. Stay encouraged. Stay fighting. And I appreciate y'all so much. And you can hit me up on all media. I'll be doing live streams and podcasts. I'll be doing music, Instagram. So if you resonate with this message, then you'll resonate with all of our content because it all adheres to the same thing of what we provide. So I appreciate y'all. Y'all have a good one.
Peace.